Name Protect Incorporated says it's found more than 400 incidents of fraudulent websites or email schemes soliciting donations for disaster victims. The Madison company has coordinated its efforts largely with FBI to track suspicious activity online. Mark McLean is Name Protect's chief executive officer. He says some perpetrators are simply solitary, down on their luck, minor league cheats who scam people just because they can. McLean says that's one end of the spectrum.
The more difficult situation is that there are a number of illegal enterprises that use this type of catalyst to steal identities and steal money from people. And that's why I'm not surprised that this actually happened very quickly after the tsunami, is because there are criminal enterprises at work in the digital world just like there are in the physical world.
McLean says it's not unrealistic to find such coordinated groups bilking thousands, even millions of dollars from victims across the world. He says some scammers are deliberately crafting their sites to resemble those of actual organizations like UNICEF, the Red Cross, and AmeriCares. The FBI has shut down some fake sites already. McLean adds urgent-sounding emails can really press people to donate their money and sensitive information, but it's always best to log on to a legitimate charity's website and verify the source. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.